have you, a director, to explain further for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha. I appreciate it. Hi, Rigo. Thanks for holding. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm having a great morning. It's Friday, so we can't complain, right?
Yeah, right.
It always helps the day a little more merry when it's Friday. So let's go ahead and see what we got in store for you, Rigo. Now, I'm the director here in charge for the Carolinas, and I have you listed at a 27610. Is that correct?
270. Yeah.
Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Okay. So here in Raleigh, what we're looking for right now, we have a first page position that's open, right? So if you do that search in your area, you're going to find Raleigh Gutter Cleaning, Guru Gutter Cleaning Raleigh, and Gonzalez All Gutters, Inc., right? Now, your Google business profile, you're doing amazing. Congratulations, by the way. Wait, let me see. Let me make sure this is the right, the same one. D&J Seamless Gutters, I think this might be a different one.
No, that's a different one. That's a different one.
Okay, yeah. For some reason, when we type your name in the box, it's pulling up a different Google My Business profile. So we definitely want to get that wrapped up, right? I mean, that what that's going to do for you is, first of all, it's going to update your meta tags, your keywords, make sure you're actually found for the services you're looking for. And when you do that cleaning, you're going to notice something that's kind of strange, right? The number one company in the area has 86 stars from a 5-star ratings. He's doing well. You'll notice number three has 914. Right? So as you can tell, it's not really the stars or the ratings that are putting them there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's happening for these businesses is they're subscribed to what's called a search engine optimization. So they're having the search engines optimized for their business. That's why you'll find the companies with lower reviews up on front. Right? Now, what we can do is we'll be able to fill in a position for you the same way. Now that comes with Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. Okay? With Apple, that'll have Apple Maps as well as Siri, the voice search, and Alexa. Now, it's a flat rate, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send you out our pricing page real quick, so that way you can see the prices, kind of the details, what's in the packages. If you have any questions, I'll get those answered for you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. So I just sent that one out. Now, are most of your customers right now, are they finding it through Yelp, or how are your customers finding you?
Actually, just work, you know, mouth to mouth, people just recommended me.
Gotcha. So, word of mouth right now is what's kind of been working for you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So then right now, I mean, the community knows you're open. Now, what Google's going to do for you is it's going to help you let the world know you're open, right? Now, we'll set the service radius for you. You're allowed to have up to 50 miles. That's 50, where we can ensure that first page placement for you, okay? All right, now this listing, I know it's advertised there online. It's at $599. I did place your discounts in there. So what you're looking at today would just be a flat rate of $249, right? It would bill once a month for that amount, and it's going to include everything you need. It's also going to give you a website, which is a .com. We'll buy the domain, and we'll build out the site. It'll be up within the first 7 to 14 days. Now, do you currently have a Facebook business profile for JD and I?
Yeah, I only have a Facebook account here.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and throw in a Facebook hosting here for you at the same rate. That's going to give you up to 200, it's about 200 to 250 ads every month that we'll put out. So what you're going to notice is all week long, we're going to be marketing towards your peak service hours, and we're going to use retargeted ads, which are probably the best ads that money can buy on Meta, because what they do is if anybody goes into the marketplace, for instance, or they put a post asking their friends for recommendations for gutter cleaning or gutter installations, right? As they begin to scroll in the timeline, your flyer just organically shows as they're scrolling, right, through their timeline. It really helps with those new customer acquisitions.
Yeah.
Okay. So if this is something that works for you, and you know what? I still wasn't able to find the Google business profile. You don't have one up, do you? You haven't gotten verified
yet? No, I don't
yet?
Have one. Yeah, no, I don't have one.
Okay. So we'll walk you through all those steps, right? Basically, we're going to get that done for you, and we're going to set it all up. Now, if you're working out of a residential, what we do for business owners that are working from residentials, we'll mask that address, okay? So clients will never see the actual address for the business online, but what they will see on the map section is a trimmed out area that will be highlighted in, and that's your service area, right? And then they'll see a red ping in the middle of that. It'll never actually show an address, right? So that way you have that prime visibility, but you don't have to worry about people showing up at your front door, right? Now, do you currently have a brick and mortar, or are you working from residential?
From residential, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's, we would use that feature as long as, I mean, that's okay with you. I would recommend it, right? But that's a feature that we would use for your home address. Would you like to use that feature?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
I'm actually about to get to a job site. Can we set up another day to talk about this? Because I gotta get to work. I'm about to get to a job site. I'm actually driving right now.
I hear you. No worries, right? I mean, we can always, we've been here for 20 years, so we're not going anywhere, right? Just to make it short. Now, the only thing is we go, when it comes down to these first place placements, they are time sensitive, right? So there's agents right now calling out in the area. They'll find a gutter company and then they'll close it out, right? So, I mean, as far as marketing goes, there's different things we can do like ads and stuff like that. But as far as that first place placement, once the territory is claimed, we close it out. We're not allowed to work with anybody else who does what you do, which is the gutter category, right? So, I mean, if this is something you're interested in, we're pretty much at the end. What we would do is just start working on your hours of operation. I'd set up your service radius. I'd read you what's called a voice verification, and then I'd get you set up with your onboarding call, right? I mean, if 249 is inside the budget, you give me about 5 more minutes. By the time you get to your place where you're going to be working, we'll have you ready and scheduled for your onboarding. I mean, is that fair enough?
Well, I'm like literally outside the house and, about to go knock on the door to let the homeowner know that I'm here. You can just call me later today, maybe.
Okay. Now, are you interested in listing your business with Google?
Yeah, I am.
In securing the position?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what time works for you? I mean, in all honesty, they'll be calling out. So if I can call you maybe about lunchtime, will you have a little bit of time to lunch, give you a call back?
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Around,
I'll go ahead and I'll put you down, Rigo.
Around 1. Yeah.
1 p.m. Okay. I'll go ahead and I'll put you down, Rigo, and then we'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.